Should they play this in the dome as a playoff game is about to go on, Hugh? The snow's outside and everyone's in a sanitized building?
You are not about to shame me. I stand on business with my dome take.
Business.
Yeah. Y'all can call me names all you want.
We are. I mean, that's what we're all calling you. I mean, that's...
I feel the way that I feel.
Do you realize what's happened here, right?
What's
like, we can't call you a football guy anymore.
I mean, that's
fine.
It's
over.
I mean, I would rather be comfortable.
Well, he loses the sack.
Why do you think folks my age moved to Florida? I mean, seriously.
I don't know.
What are you trying to deal with that? Hey,
to get dried out?
You moved
up leather
north,
skin?
Though.
I don't know.
I did it backwards, didn't I?
You left to come up here in your old age.
I did it backwards.
Yeah, you're hustling backwards, man.
I'm hustling backwards. Yeah, the way you better say it like that. Yeah, I did it the wrong way. I left Georgia to come up north. I like it up north, though. It's north. It's all right.
Yeah, but you'd rather be in a dome. Just be honest.
Yeah, the dome was nice, especially on inclement weather days.
There you go. Oh, you're from Atlanta.
Yeah, it was all right.
What do they call
it? But it was like the what was it called? Mercedes-Benz.
Okay.
But it rarely was inclement weather. It was like it might rain a little bit.
Here,
it might be a little cold, but it never was
really cold.
Here
we get a lot.
Cold.
December, January, you get a lot of cold, rainy days.
It's been very generous as far as the cold days go in Philly, though. Yeah. It's been some days have been a little brick, but for the most part, not that bad.
Yeah, I hate the idea. 215-592-9494. The dome talk. I'm sure a lot of people out there got the same email that I did. I don't even think you have to be a season ticket holder. I've bought just games here or there, one, two a year, whatever, over the years. And I got the email. So I was part of the survey. I'm sure thousands of others were. And when I saw that part of it where you had to rank 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the different kinds of stadiums and your preference, it was clear.
So the dome was fifth for you.
The dome. Well, so one of them was the full closed roof, no questions asked dome. That was five. I put the retractable roof four. If I have to choose.
Yeah, you got to choose. Okay.
I'll take the retractable roof over fully closed roof. I don't like either, and I don't buy the idea they're going to keep it open in cold weather.
They can't. I was just told that when it gets like 40 degrees, they have to close it.
Well, they're not going to spend all this money on the roof to not use it. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on that? Jordan Davis, Dallas Goedert, and Elliot Shoreparks, who's charting all the plays, as always, from the quarterbacks. Join us after practice today. We're live at the NovaCare Complex, broadcasting for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camp World, RV service parts and accessories. All right, let me quickly check in on our polls and then write to your phone calls on all this kind of stuff. We started today with the desperation poll on the Phillies. The better they play, the more desperate I am, because I want to go win the World Series, and the Phillies have some great things going for them. The top of their rotation, their top two or three or four in the order, depending on who's hitting and who's not. But this weekend you saw it with Trehat, with Schwarber doing damage Friday in Yankee Stadium, with Bryce doing some damage, and with the way JT's playing. Let's go finish this thing. This is not a year for half measures. We've done that already. We did it with Michael Lorenzen and Austin Hayes. Enough of that. Go make the finishing piece move. Now, I'm desperate too. Should the Phillies be desperate to make a big move this week? And I would include Bohm to get A. Eugenio Suarez. 83% on our poll, WIP Midday Show, say yes, the Phillies should be desperate to make a significant addition at the trade deadline. And 53% believe Hugh Douglas's football guy status should be revoked for wanting the Eagles to build a dome. 53%.
Oh, that's cool. I'm okay with
more than half.
That's okay. I'm okay with that.
All right. So, I mean, just letting you know.
I love.
That's not enough.
All the people.
No, I think it should be 95%. Who's supporting Hugh in this? It's ridiculous. It really is. All right. Let's go to Matt in Maniac. What's up, Matt?
Matt.
Gentlemen, I've been, since maybe age 15 or 16, I've been pro-dome.
So you're pro-dome, and you continue to be pro-dome. Why?
His phone. I think his phone. Yeah. Suspect.
Maybe that was for the best. So I don't have to hear.
I agree.
I don't have to hear people that are pro dome. All right, Brandon and Dell. We'll get back to Matt. What's up, Brandon?
Yo, fellas.
Hey,
Brandon,
what's up,
buddy?
Yo, let me just tell you, I began to call pro dome, and who's screening today? Kyle, is that?
Did Kyle? Kyle badgering the witnesses.
Talked him out of it.
Well,
let
you know,
me tell you.
Sometimes Kyle, I don't like when he does that. This time he's right.
You know what? I have to agree with that, man. He beat me down. I think he took me down 10 seconds in the first round. So, no dome.
Wow.
Thank you, Brandon. Now, here's what we got to do. We got to beat this take out of Hugh Douglas because it's driving me crazy. This guy had 80 sacks in the NFL and wants a dome in Philadelphia.
This is just for the greater good. Like, sometimes I need to do this for the people.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I like how Kyle's waiting to call us.
Hey, Hugh, nah, you tripping, Hugh. Are you thinking with your dollar store brain today, buddy? Nah, no dome, man.
See, you know what the sad part about it? You was with me until Kyle got in you. You are a sheep, dog. You let Kyle change your mind.
All that means is he wasn't that strong on it to begin with.
Right.
He was easily swayed.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Kyle yells at each of us every day. We don't change our minds.
Yeah, like this just means that you didn't do a good enough job convincing people to your side. I took them off immediately.
I'm being selfish.
You are being selfish.
I'm thinking about you when I'm talking about
you. Hold on. Can we all be real for a second when you say they're going to show the special parts of Philadelphia? They're going to do the same thing they've done for my whole life. Whenever a game's in Philadelphia, they just show the guy making the cheesesteaks. That's all they show. They're not going to show anything else.
And it don't even be the good cheesesteaks.
No, they just show someone chopping on the grill.
They go to the niche cheesesteaks. Like they go to the ones that
let's pan to Philadelphia. Here's a guy making another cheesesteak. That's all they're going to show. They're not going to show all the beautiful parts of the city because the Super Bowl's here. You're nuts on this. You just want to be warm.
I guess you
Brandon, he's driving me crazy.
Yeah, get him out of there, man. Hugh, you can take the rest of the day off. Tell him I said it, buddy.
Brandon, good phone call.
Being so mean.
Well,
it's Monday.
It's an annoying take. I don't know what to tell you.
It is.
I think it's a pretty good take, to be totally honest.
I'm sure you do.
I mean, about what 47% of the people believe agree with me?
No.
There's nothing funnier than how you spin.
I like that because it's not like I'm alone in this. I only need 3%. I only need to sway 3% of the people to see it from my point of view.
I actually would say that this is the best evidence we have that we've gone totally soft. I mean, just as generations go by, the fact that there's more than like 5 or 10% of people out there that are the pro dome. It's wild to me. I just don't get it. And I'm thinking of this here for the Eagles, for us, but also I don't like where this is going for football. I just think we're going to wake up in 20 years and everyone's going to be in a dome and every football game will look exactly the same.
You know what's funny though? And we were talking. I was talking to G. Cobb about this a few minutes ago. Football has evolved so much that this is even the game that I remember. You know, because we were just talking about they were lined up and Jeremiah Trotter Jr. was playing middle linebacker. And one of the first things I said, well, he don't move like his dad because, you know, his dad was a bigger linebacker.
Yeah, he runs better.
And you think about how – just look at the defensive linemen in my era compared to the ones now. I mean, this is not the same game. The physicality is still there, but not to the level that it once was when I played. Not diminishing or taking anything away from these guys that are out there playing because it's still a physical game. Mm-hmm. But when you talk about bringing that physical aspect to practice on a day-to-day basis and then having to turn around and emulate that on a Sunday, that's different, man. It's different.
So you're right. The game has changed. I mean, the game is so much faster. They're smaller. But we can't affect that, right? Like our whatever we think about that, like we can't go back, right? It's evolution of the player, of the athlete, of the teams, the game.
No, you'll never get that back.
But this we can have an impact on. Like I don't know how much our voices are going to truly matter to the Eagles. They might do what they want to do anyway, and the city's going to be involved. But we have WIP. I mean, they asked for feedback. That's literally why they sent that email out, and they put it out, and there's no better feedback in this city than this radio station.
And this is why what Hugh's doing right now is dangerous.
It is.
Why is it what I'm
We have to curtail this. It's dangerous to the city and the fan base.
Okay.
Could you imagine if Kyle and I weren't here and you just were on your pulpit spewing this?
Like 47% of the people agree with me, though. Well, that's all I got to say.
That's not the number, okay? That's 40, the number of people 47? Who don't want to revoke your football guy card because they feel bad for you.
47%
you know what this is
of
like?
The people
this,
know that I'm progressive.
You know what this is like? This happens in a lot of families. It happened to mine, you know, 15, 20 years ago with my grandfather.
He might lose all his faculties.
Well, you start to have that conversation. Do we got to take the keys away from Pop-Pop, okay?
And is he able to drive?
Yeah, right. So 47% of people are just saying it's not quite time to take the football card away from Hugh. But it doesn't mean they don't see the writing on the wall.
Is? No, it's that, you know who, and who was that just called and called me all kind of names, my Walmart card? It's a bunch of drunkards. That's what it is, a bunch of drunkards.
It's 11:40 on a Monday.
What do you think this fan base is, Hugh?
Hey, listen, I'm feeling attacked. I'm about to defend myself.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of drunkards that don't understand that this is about revenue stream and creating a new revenue stream.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, stop. These are the revenue thing is total nonsense.
In an antiquated way of thinking, you need to think forward.
How am I benefiting from the revenue stream? How does it trickle down to any of us?
I mean, listen, we have a dome. Then who knows? Maybe you ain't got to spend all that much money on you know, electricity and all the other creature comforts that comes with living in the North.
Your electricity is going to change because of an Eagles dome.
I'm just saying. All I know is this.
You're twisting yourself into a pretzel.
All I know is this. Allow me to cook. All I know is this. In Atlanta, Arthur Blank built the dome, right?
Yeah.
You get unlimited soda at the Mercedes-Benz Dome, and the food is cheaply priced.
There we go.
So that the consumer doesn't have to spend a ton of money at the game.
May I ask a question?
This is more me guy Douglas stuff here.
So
I'm just trying to tell you.
Couldn't any team do that with a stadium with or without a roof? What is the roof?
No, it's a little bit different. It hits a little different when you have a dome.
Okay.
The free soda, you know, you could, if you get a cup.
So the free soda hits different inside the dome versus if the roof is open.
I know you don't understand but it does hit different. Okay. It hits different.
Can I throw a few practice observations at you as the Eagles?
Yeah, be my guest.
Okay, so a few things I've seen this morning. They're about to wrap up practice here. Jordan Davis and Dallas Goedert will join us coming up shortly. So three things have stood out to me watching today's practice, all on the offensive side. Number one, A.J. Dillon is huge.
Big-ass man.
He's one of the biggest running backs I've ever – like, seeing him in person, because I went down to the field one of the breaks.
Yeah, grown.
I mean, my goodness gracious. If that guy hopefully stays healthy, and we know he's had neck injuries, but he's just gigantic. I mean, he obviously has speed, but he is just a gigantic person. So that's one. Two, Montrell Johnson, who's undrafted running back out of Florida, he's got some burst. I wonder if they try to keep four running backs. I have a feeling he's going to pop in the preseason because he can run.
Yeah, I think they probably will.
Third thing, Dorian Thompson-Robinson. I watched two practices live. He stinks. He's going to be cut. He's not going to be on the team.
Maybe not quite the future like Tanner McKee is.
No.
He did throw some ducks.
I watched him for a few minutes.
Maybe he's not comfortable.
No, stop.
I will say this to that. If you don't understand the position that you're in and take full advantage of the situation, then that's on you.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes with backup quarterbacks, you see they have a little juice. They got something to them, or they don't. And I don't see with it. Yeah. But, I mean, look, they've got a good quarterback room with McKee, and then they drafted McCord. So hopefully they won't have to worry about that fourth guy. But those are the few things I noticed just here this morning. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. All right. So Jordan Davis is going to join us. Dallas Goedert is going to join us coming up on the other side. All right, let's hit this now. We'll come back. We'll have Jordan Davis. We'll have Dallas Goedert coming up. We'll get to everyone's phone calls as well today on the Phillies. Should they be desperate to make a big move between now and Thursday at 6 p.m.? I say yes. Let's go do it. Let's finish this thing. And the Dome. The Eagles sent out the survey to fans, and really the way I viewed it was very simple. Should we build a dome? And I don't want it. I don't want a dome, even if it's a retractable roof. I just think it will sanitize football forever in Philadelphia. Hugh Douglas, citing some data I don't know if is accurate, and his own, I mean, whatever you want to call it. I mean, he just doesn't want to be cold anymore. He wants a dome here in Philadelphia.
It'd be nice.
It would not be nice. We'll hit it all. 215-592-9494. That's next on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.